This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for research and innovation in the agriculture sector. On the release of 109 new crop varieties in Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said these varieties are a tangible outcome of his focus on innovation in agriculture. During his interaction with the farmers, Mr. Modi noted that farmers are conscious of their responsibility towards Mother Earth and are voluntarily transitioning away from pesticides and will move towards organic farming. The Prime Minister suggested solutions for farmers to adopt new varieties. He also suggested using the new variety in a small section and using it after satisfactory results of their own experiment. The Prime Minister reiterated his commitment to working at triple speed in his third term. Union Textile Minister Giriraj Singh said that various initiatives are being taken to increase domestic sale and export of handloom and handicrafts. After visiting the Handloom Expo in New Delhi, the minister said now handloom artisans are being connected with the National Institute of Fashion Technology to enable them to introduce new designs. Mr. Singh said India has 90% share in overall handloom sector, with more than 35 lakh families working in this sector. As a part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, he distributed national flags to the artisans and appealed to everyone to participate in this initiative. The BJP today accused the Congress of destabilizing the Indian stock market. Briefing media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that they want to crash the entire stock market and stop the capital investment of small investors. He said they want to stop the FII and FDI investment from the foreign countries. Raising questions over Hindenburg, Mr. Prasad alleged that George Soros has investment in Hindenburg, who regularly runs propaganda against India. AIIMS Delhi today said that emergency services are functioning normally amidst nationwide strike by resident doctors over the incident at R.G. Carr Medical College in West Bengal. It said in a statement that OPD services will function on a restricted basis till normalcy is restored. In the contingency plans for hospital patient care services, AIIMS informed that only those patients who have prior appointment will be registered in the morning OPDs. RML Hospital in the National Capital has also made contingency plans so that patient care services are minimally disrupted. The Delhi hospitals that are on indefinite strike include Safdarjung Hospital, Lady Harding Medical College and Maulana Azad Medical College. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir have renewed the Memorandum of Understanding for capacity building of 1,000 Maldives civil services officers during the period 2024 to 2029. The MOU was renewed on the 9th of this month in the capital of Maldives. This renewed partnership will continue to enhance the capabilities of Maldives civil servants in public policy, governance and field administration. It will further strengthen the ties between India and the Maldives. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri called on Nepal Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba in Kathmandu today. They discussed bilateral matters of mutual interest and ways to further strengthen inter-Nepal bilateral cooperation across all sectors. Foreign Secretary also met his Nepal counterpart Seva Lamsal. They discussed the steady growth of India-Nepal cooperation and ways to take it forward. India and Nepal share an age-old civilizational, cultural and people-to-people connect. This visit of the Foreign Secretary will be an opportunity to further advance bilateral ties. In the Kashmir Valley, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today flagged off the Tiranga Yatra in Srinagar. He also joined the public representatives, officials and thousands of citizens in the walkathon from the International Convention Centre to the Botanical Garden on the outskirts of Srinagar city. Speaking on the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor said the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in J&K has grown to be a people's movement. The Lieutenant Governor urged the citizens to be a part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. World Elephant Day is being observed today. The day aims to draw attention of the world to the plight of the species, such as habitat loss, poaching of ivory, and conflicts between humans and elephants, and to promote their conservation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.